Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has offered farmers and ranchers a strategic consulting approach to manage both marketing opportunities and risks utilizing the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The European Central Bank today cut interest rates by a record 75 basis points to 2.50%, a bigger move than economists had forecast, but in line with the expectations of financial market traders. It's the biggest cut in the ECB's 10-year existence and is a step up from the 250 basis point cuts made since October. This morning, we had USDA report export sales for the week ending November 27th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 7.6. Corn this year, 15.2. Next year, 0.2. Soybeans this year, 13.2. Next year, 0.2. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading at 8,573 is down just over 18 points. The NASDAQ, 1485, is off 6.79. The S&P 500 at 866.5 is down 2.17.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Away from your computer or radio, you can still keep up to date on commodities with AM 580's Agricultural Analysis Portal. Call 217-333-3434 from any phone to listen to opening and closing numbers and get the latest analysis from our stable of brokers. We update the billboard twice a day at 10:15 in the morning and 3:15 in the afternoon. Those are central time. Get on the map. The number to call is 217-333-3434. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. First, looking at the Midwest Corn Belt, we had a little bit of light precipitation, rain and snow move across the area yesterday afternoon and evening. Snowfall did amount to 3 to 4 inches in parts of northern Illinois. Lesser amounts as you get into central Illinois and farther to the east. But enough precipitation to slow down field work yet again, and as we've been talking about for a while, any crops that are still sitting in the field in many locations, they're hard to access right now. As we go through the next several days, it looks like another system will be bringing precipitation to the upper Midwest, at least, as we will have a clipper system with some snow pushing through Wisconsin and Michigan late Friday into Saturday, also parts of Minnesota. And some of that will graze Iowa and Illinois, northern portions of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. So that will maintain the snow cover that's up that way. And snow does cover much of the upper Midwest right now. So it's hard to get in the fields with snow in the fields. And with colder air coming in, we don't see an improvement in the situation anytime soon. Some of the crops sitting in the field may still be there once the clock turns over to 2009. As this month is starting to really look cold. And we do have a weather system that will be bringing moisture to the central and eastern portions of the Midwest come around Monday night into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. It's still a little early to determine the exact track of that system to determine who gets rain versus snow, but it does look like significant precipitation for parts of the eastern two-thirds of the Corn Belt around starting Monday night and extending mainly into Tuesday, lingering in some eastern areas Wednesday. Behind that, it appears that Arctic air will be moving in, unseasonably cold weather Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Temperatures well below average. In some cases, overnight lows below zero where there's a decent snow cover. Even where there's not a snow cover, temperatures will drop into the single digits and lower teens. So it's going to be cold. Daytime highs staying well below freezing throughout the Midwest Corn Belt later next week. Lake effect snows will become a problem in those typical areas again, as we could have some big snows with the unseasonably cold air blowing over the open waters of the Great Lakes, which by definition are much warmer as the water temperatures above freezing in the lakes. So cold air coming across is makes the atmosphere unstable when it's got the warm air right near the surface over the lakes. Turning to the southern hemisphere, and this is an area of greatest concern right now as we have some extreme dryness occurring in Argentina and southern Brazil at this point. And the question is, will there be any relief? And in the short term, no. There will not be any significant relief in the short term. It does look like temperatures, though, will be a little bit cooler than average today and tomorrow in much of Argentina and southern Brazil. So that helps out with the moisture loss situation. The driest areas seem to be the country of Uruguay, also Rio Grande do Sul in Brazil, especially southern parts of Rio Grande do Sul, very dry. In Argentina, dry areas include Chaco, Santa Fe, and Entre Rios. Those seem to be extremely dry places as well. And they do need some precipitation. But it looks like it's going to be generally dry and turning hotter over Argentina and western Brazil over the weekend into early next week. So all of Argentina, with Cordoba and Santiago del Estero and Chaco being the hottest. In Brazil, western portions of Mato Grosso do Sul will turn hot with some high temperatures over 100 degrees. Now, there may be some showers and thunderstorms scattered about next week in Argentina. Probably not enough to end the overall long-term dryness, but there may be some showers that will provide enough short-term relief to help emerging crops and planting. So that's something we'll have to watch. But right now it looks like southern Brazil will stay the driest the longest. Northern portions of Brazil will start to turn a bit drier, but they had more rain yesterday. So conditions are fairly good in northern parts of Mato Grosso do Sul, but more importantly up into Goiás, Minas Gerais, and Bahia. That's a look at the growing areas for right now. Correction on the last thing, Mato Grosso, not Mato Grosso do Sul. Conditions are looking decent in Mato Grosso, Minas Gerais, Goiás, and Bahia. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 529, down a half last trade, down a half. March, 546 and a half, up a half last trade, down 3.5. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 498 and a quarter, down 2.5 last trade, down 2.5. March, 521 and a quarter, up 1.5 last trade, down 4.25. July, 547, up 3/4 last trade, down 4.25. December corn opened at 332.5, up a half last trade, down 3. March, 348 3/4, up a half last trade, down 2.25. July, 370, up a quarter last trade, down 2.25. January beans opened at 832 1/4, up 2.25. Last trade, down 7.25. March, 837 1/4, up 2.25. Last trade, down 8. July, 853 1/4, up 2. Last trade, down 10.25. December soybean meal open at 249.30, up 130. Last trade, down 150. December soybean oil opened at 30.30, up 2. Last trade, down 30. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Doesn't look like export sales were much to write home about.
No, they weren't. Actually, I thought the corn was decent. It wasn't just terrible, but we'll still be down 2 to 4 cents. I think it's noteworthy that these ethanol plants have cut their crush, maybe 15, maybe as much as 20 or 25%, really pretty much across the board. Last 3 days lows in the March corn at 345. We see a little commercial buying. It'd be interesting to see if that follows today.
And not only you have the ethanol cutting its crush, you have the Pilgrim's Pride bankruptcy and some estimates that they're going to have lower output in months ahead.
Oh, yeah. And that's kind of the case on this whole poultry sector right now.
So Since we talked to you a week ago, we've just continued to grind lower. We can't seem to put our fingers in the dike to cover all the leaks. Some of our analysts have actually gone on the air and said, you know, it looks to us like we're going to see something in the $2 range for corn. Are you becoming that bearish yet?
I think that we've got to take out 310 before we can go to 275.
310 is your benchmark. All right, what about the beans today?
On the beans, we'll be down 7, maybe as much as 10 or 11 cents. Export bookings there were awfully light. The dryness that Ed talked about in South America is a concern, but the trade doesn't seem to worry about it, particularly when we see the crude market on the soft side and stocks down.
And then in the wheat export's just awful. I guess we're getting our lunch handed to us on black seaweed at the moment.
We sure are, and that has to do with the fact that freight rates have dropped just precipitously. You can move wheat from just about any location cheap. We'll be down 3 to 5 at the open today.
Over at CMU Livestock, what are your calls?
On the cattle, I think we're going to see kind of a mixed bag, even though the cash is slated to be down $1 to $2, probably the futures will be down 20 to 30 type of thing. But the hogs, I think they'll be a little bit firmer. Carcass values certainly are good. Looks like we've got a big Saturday kill ahead of us.
Thank you very much, Ellen. You have a grand day today. That's Ellen Dearden. She is with Ag Review out of Morton, Illinois. She joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana and on the web at WILLAG.org.